从前有两个人。
Once there were two people.
一个是卖面包的。
One actually he sell bread.
有一个是卖牛油的。
The other one sells butter.
他们就有一个约定。
They have an agreement.
这个约定就是呢，每一天我给你一磅牛油。
That the agreement is every day I give you 1 pound of butter.
那么另外一个人呢，就是给他一磅的面包。
The other one will give a pound of one loaf of bread that's about a pound in weight.
那么呢，一直呢都是相安无事。
So all along it has been working just fine.
但是有一天，面包先生就发觉了。
The one day, the one who actually offered the bread discovered one thing.
他发觉他得到的牛油呢不够一磅。
Discovered that the butter that he received is not quite 1 pound.
所以呢，他马上就到法官面前去控告这个牛油先生了。
So he came before a judge, accused the one who offers the butter.
那么法官听完他的控告以后，他就心里面在想。
So the judge, after he heard the accusation, he was thinking like this in his heart.
一定是这个牛油先生呢，在他的砝码上面做了手脚。
It must be the one who actually offered the butter. He actually did something funny.
就是这个 OK. 所以呢，他就看前面这些证物。
So he was looking at the evidence sitting in front of him.
前面呢就是有一个天平。
So there was a balance.
有一块牛油，有一条面包。
So there was a pound of butter and then also a loaf of bread.
那么呢，法官就问这个牛油先生。
So the judge asked the one who offers the butter.
你的砝码在哪里呢？
Where is your
weight?
Weight that you use to measure the butter.
你没有这个东西，你怎么可以知道一磅牛油是有多重啊？
So if you without that, how can you tell how much a pound of butter weigh?
牛油先生说，我不需要这个砝码的。
The one who offers butter said, I don't need any weight.
我每一天收到这条面包的时候，我就放在天平的一边，那么我就放多少的牛油在另外一边。
So every day I receive a loaf of bread, I put on one side the balance, so that's how much butter I put on the other side.
你看，他们不是相等的重量吗？
Don't they weigh the same now?
那偷东西在我们这个社会里面是很普遍的。
It's a very common phenomenon in our society for stealing.
我们给人偷了东西以后呢，我们马上就会知道。
If someone actually steals something from us, we'll know it right away.
就好像这个面包先生一样啊。
It's just like the one actually who the one offered the bread.
但是你有没有反省自己？你平常有没有偷人家的东西呢？
Have you actually stopped and reflected whether or not you have stolen anything from someone else?
圣经十诫里面的第八诫呢，就是不可偷盗。
Out of the Ten Commandments, the Eighth Commandment is says do not steal.
所以我们今天呢，就希望去反省自己有没有犯了这个不可偷盗的这条诫命。
So today, we will reflect on whether or not we have stolen anything this particular commandment.
所以我们先来了解什么叫偷盗呢？
So let's take a look and see what it means by stealing.
其实呢，这个字的意思很简单的，就是你没有对方同意的底下，私自拿了这个东西。
And this is actually very simple, and that is, without anyone, with the other person's acknowledgement that you actually had removed something from them.
其实呢，不可偷盗呢，是神保障一个社会的和谐。
Actually, do not steal is one way that the God would actually maintain a society.
这个是神保障呢，我们的财产跟我们的拥有权。
And this is one way by which God used to guarantee our actual possession and our right to maintain that possession.
虽然我们今天会顺着这两个方面，就是我们的财产跟我们的拥有权的去思考，不可偷盗这个问题。
So we follow these two key points about possession and ownership to really take a look at the whole issue of stealing.
那如果你先去看其他圣经的经文里面，特别在律法书上面的经文呢，你就发觉呢，其实不可偷盗这个事情呢，是包括偷，超过偷东西这个观念的。So
if you actually take a look at the other scripture, then you see that actually cover the meaning of stealing actually goes beyond that.
那当然呢，最直接的就是偷东西了。Of
course, the most straightforward one is to actually steal it.
好像出埃及记22章的第1到第2节里面讲到。Just
like in book Exodus chapter 22, verse 1 and 2, it talks about it.
第一节基本上就是有人偷牛啊、偷羊啊的东西。The
first verse about stealing cow or sheep.
那你发觉呢，他偷的东西呢的。 价值越高的时候呢，他赔的东，他要赔偿的就是越高。And
you see that the higher the value of the item that's stolen, the more serious the penalty is.
第二节其实呢，就是我们说呢，就是你进人家屋子里面偷窃。And
the verse 2 is actually about the entering someone else's house and then the and actually stealing something.
那么呢，在另外一个经文呢，就是《生命记》24章的第7节呢，就讲到了，如果你拐带人口呢，也是偷东西的一种。And
then actually in the Deuteronomy 24:7 also talked about actually like kidnapping is also another form of stealing.
所以你偷一个人呢，其实也是。 好像把他的生命偷去，偷走了。And
if you actually steal someone, also actually take away his life.
所以呢，你会发觉呢，其实不可偷盗了，这些都是我们的财产呢，就是无论是这个是一个东西，或者是你的命，其实也是包括在里面。You
see that do not steal also cover possession and also another life.
但是呢，如果你我们刚刚看到出埃及记22章的里面呢，他开始的时候是讲到偷东西了、偷牛啊、偷羊啊这些事情。If you
take a look at the Exodus chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, it talk about stealing ox or sheep.
但是如果你一直上下去的时候呢，你看到第5节呢，他就发觉了，就是你。 就是你 negligent， 就是我们叫疏忽啊，别人的因为你的疏忽，让别人的财产受到损害，也是一个犯了偷盗的事情。And
if you actually continue to take a look at the verse 5 and 6 in the Exodus 22, and you see that that goes continue to go beyond that, and actually a negligence that lead to someone's loss is also another form of stealing.
那第5节呢，他说人若在田间，或在葡萄园里放牲，出，任凭牲畜上别人的田里去吃，就必拿自己田间上好的和葡萄园上好的赔还。若点火焚烧荆棘，以致将别人的对。 急的和捆，站在的和架，或是田园，都孝顺了，拿点火的必要偿还。It
says if a man causes a field or vineyard to be grazed over, or lets his beast loose and feeds another man's field, he shall take restitution from the best in his own field and his own vineyard. If fire breaks out and catches in thorn, so that the stack grain or the stacking standing grain or the field is consumed, he who started the fire shall make full restitution.
你有没有因为你的 疏忽 令到别人的财产有损失呢？
Have you ever, due to your own negligence, actually lead to other people's loss?
比方说呢，你家里面有一个宠物。
For example, you have some treasure in your own house.
宠物就是 pet.
Oh, 宠物。
也是一个 treasure, 看你问谁了哈。
if you actually have a pet in your house, that's also some form of treasure.
Okay, 你让它跑去你邻居的草地上面大小便，其实这个也是你破坏人家的财产的一个表现呢。
If you allow your pet to be on someone else's property and defecated there, and this is also some form of actually leading to some form of loss in the neighbors.
比方说呢，你家里面有一个草地，我们其实美国人每一个你住房子，你家都有草地了哈。
So eventually you have some lawn, you know, around your house.
那么呢，你让你的野草呢，就是好像我们叫就是 dandelion 呢，蒲高英呢，长得满地都是。
If you don't take care of your lawn and allow the weeds like a dandelion to grow all throughout in your yard,
那么呢，它就往你的邻居的草地里面去，发展了。
So the seed would actually get blown off into your neighbor's yard and continue to propagate.
其实这是也是一种呢，我们因为我们不小心呢，我们不注意这些事情，破坏你旁边的人的财产。
So this is another one form of either negligence or just not paying attention to actually lead to that can lead to the loss of to your neighbor.
这个也包括我们讲话太大声了。
It also includes if you actually talk too loudly.
就破坏人家的安宁。
It should disturb other people's peace.
所以如果你了解不可偷盗这个事情呢，是保障别人的财产的时候呢，我们就会往这些方向去想。
If you actually understand that stealing is about actually protecting other people's property, then you actually can lead less think in that direction.
不可偷盗呢，也包括做别人的看守人 caretaker.
Do not steal also cover that when we are actually other people's caretaker.
这个呢，就是我们刚刚看出埃及记二十二章呢。第七节开始讲到这个问题。
And actually, the Exodus 22:7 also talk about this problem.
就是有人呢，把他的第七节讲到，把他的银钱啊、家具啊，交托给你。
And actually, in Exodus 22:7 it talks about if someone actually neighbor asks you, give you some silver or goods for safekeeping.
也可能把他的动物啊这些牲畜啊交托给你。
Or maybe your their animals, their and their livestock can actually ask you to do some safekeeping.
那如果你看第七节到十二节呢，基本上神的吩咐是这样子。
And if you take a look at verse 7 to 12, take a look at what God's instructions are.
如果你承诺你的朋友啊、邻居啊去看顾这些事情。
If you actually promise your neighbor or your friend to do these things,
在你看顾的时候，这个东西掉了。
During your safekeeping, you lose something.
Okay, 所以呢，比方说有人来偷了这个东西。
And say, for example, someone come and steal that item.
比方说呢，这个动物死掉了。
Or say this animal die.
比方说它受伤了。
Or got hurt.
跑掉了
or ran away.
除非你能够证明不是你的责任。
Unless you can guarantee that this is not your responsibility.
比方说有一个贼来偷了。
For example, a thief come and steal it.
比方说呢，这个是一个意外。
Or for example, some sort of accident.
给这些野兽吃掉了。
Or got eaten by some other animal.
那或者呢，你发誓不是我偷的。
Or you can actually swear that actually this is some I did not steal this.
否则在十二节呢，神说，牲畜若从看守那里被偷去，你就要赔还本主。
And in verse 12 it says, but if it's stolen from him, he shall make full restitution to his own.
那我们常常有人呢交托事情给我们看顾的。
Quite often someone asks us to give us some task to take care of.
比方说呢，妈妈告诉儿子，那你帮我看看小弟小妹，我要去买菜。
For example, someone asked the older sibling to take care of the younger sibling while I go shopping.
妈妈回来了，问哥哥。 妹妹在哪里啊?
The mother comes back and asks the older brother and say, where is your younger sister?
I don't know. 我不知道。
I don't know.
你不能这样说啊。
You cannot say like that.
如果你不愿意, 帮人家去看顾这些事情, 你老实告诉人家, 哎, 我不愿意, 我没有这个时间。
If you're actually not willing to take care of the task and just go and tell them and say, I don't have the time.
如果你承诺以后呢, 你就要尽你的责任。
If you actually have made a promise, you have to take on that responsibility.
如果你没有尽你的责任的时候, 那么神就要追讨这个损失在你的身上。
If you actually have not taken care, you know, full responsibility, God is still going to come after you.
其实你看呢，一个社会怎么可以是很和谐的？
And you can take a look at, think about it, how can a society be would actually peace and tranquil?
这个就是建立在我们的 信用上面。
This is really built on our own credibility.
就是当你承诺人家的时候, 你会真的会这样子做。
And that is, if you promise someone, you actually going to do it.
那如果我们从22章出埃及记22章继续看下去的时候呢, 你就会在14、15节里面呢, 看到另外一个问题了。
If you actually continue to take a look at it in verse 14 and 15, you see another problem.
这一类的是也是属于 偷盗的问题。
And this is also another issue of stealing.
这个就是租借的一个问题。
It is about borrowing or rental.
那十四、十五节说，人若向邻舍借什么所借的话受伤或死，本主没有同在一处，借的人总要赔还。若本主同在一处，他就不必赔还；若是故的，就不必赔还。本是为故家来的。
If anyone borrows an animal from the neighbor and is injured or dies, while what owner is not present, they must make restitution. But if the owner is with the animal, the borrower will not have to pay. If the animal was hired, the money paid for the hire covers the loss.
那这个观念其实很简单啊。
And this is actually a very simple concept.
你问人家借东西, 那么借的时候是怎么样, 你还的时候也是怎么样。
So if you borrow something from someone, you have to return it in the same condition as when you were actually borrowing it.
如果有什么损坏了, 都是你的责任去赔。
If there is any damage, it's your responsibility to repair it and fix it.
那如果这个是跟这个主人是一起用这个事情呢, 那么就不是你的责任了, 因为他见到你是怎么用的嘛, 所以你就不需要赔还。
But if you're using the item along with the owner, then it's not your responsibility because actually he can see how you're using it.
租就是另外一个问题。
Rental is another issue, different issue.
因为呢, 这个价钱里面已经包括这个风险在里面了。
Because the rental in a way covers the insurance.
那我们常常都会问人家借东西的。
Now we actually borrow something from other people all the time.
我们有没有遵守好像刚刚我们所念到出埃及记22章14节里面所讲的话呢？
Do we follow what's in the Exodus 22?
不要因为呢你不小心, 就破坏你跟朋友之间的一个关系。
You need to be careful so you don't ruin the relationship with your friend.
很多时候呢，我们借东西呢，一借就没有回头。我们说，
A lot of times when we actually borrow something, once you borrow, it will never return to be returned.
那你知道圣经怎么形容这些人呢？
You know how the scripture describes these people?
只有这些恶人呢，借贷的时候不偿还的。
And actually describe these people as the wicked. They would actually only borrow and not return.
其实呢，我神学院有一个教授， 他把这句话写在他每一本书上面的。
And actually, one seminary professor that I have, he wrote this onto every single book that he has.
那我知道很多时候我们不是故意的。
A lot of times we know we don't do that intentionally.
但是不要因为你不小心你忘记这些事情，破坏你跟你朋友之间的和谐。
But let's not that because of your carelessness that you ruin the relationship that you have with your friend.
那以上的诫命呢，都是跟我们的财产有关系的。
And all these things all have something to do with our possession.
另外一段经文呢，也是跟我们财产有关系的，就是利未记的第六章。
Another verse that actually relate to our possession is actually talked about in the Leviticus 6:2.
这边呢，就是你造诣上面行了诡诈。
And actually, there's some sort of deception during this transaction.
这个其实就是好像我们刚刚开始这个牛油先生跟面包先生之间的关系。
And just like the relationship between the bread and the butter, transaction.
这个在生命记二十五章十三节，神说：“你囊中不可有一大一小两样的，砝码。”
In Deuteronomy, it says in 25:13, it says you cannot have two different ways in your bag.
所以呢，就是说你交易的时候你要公平啊。
And that is to say, when you have any kind of transaction, you need to be fair.
只是交易上面这一类的诫命呢，在我们生活上面是有一个很广泛的一个应用的方面的。
And this sort of transaction within our daily life that actually has broad application.
我们了解这个意思的时候呢，就告诉我们不可以，比方说偷工减料。
And that is when we actually understand this, when we actually have any kind of transaction, we cannot try to have sloppy work.
也不可以刻不对板。
You actually has to be exact as what you promise.
也不可以迟到早退。
And you cannot make up the time for getting early by leaving late. I mean, arriving late and by leaving early.
还有不可以，我们说，假公济私。
And you also cannot use the public material for your own personal use.
我刚刚听一个弟兄讲他的得救见证的时候，就讲到在从前在国内，很多人就是拿工作的时间、工作的东西来做自己的生意啊。
We were just listening to someone's testimony saying that a lot of people in China back then would actually take the company time and do his own personal transactions.
这些在神眼里面都是一种的偷盗。
In God's eye, this is just also another form of stealing.
利未记六章第三节谈到另外一个问题啊。
Leviticus 6:3 talks about another problem.
这个也是跟偷盗有关系的。
This is also related to stealing.
就是你在路上捡到东西。
And that is if you actually find something on the way on the road.
那么神希望你归还这个主人。
God wants you to return that to the owner.
那你知道了，我们特别广东人呢，就是说。在地上捡到宝啊，问天问地都拿不回来了。
And there's a Cantonese saying that if you actually find some treasure on the road, you can ask the heaven or the earth, you can actually not going to be able to get it back from me.
那这些事情都是很在我们社会是常常发生。
These are the common occurrence within the society.
在今年九月份呢，我们民州有一个小的故事。变成一个全国都报道的一个故事。
Back in September in Minnesota, something happened. It's a small story, but I get around to nationwide.
就是一个地上捡到宝的一个故事。
And then it's a story about finding treasure on the road.
其实是有一天有一个 下眼的一个客人去 Dairy Queen 里面去买午餐。
One day, someone who is blind, actually went to Dairy Queen and actually purchased lunch.
那么就有一个很长的排队。
It's a long line.
那么呢，他拿钱的时候呢，就掉了20块在地上。
When he was taking out money, he dropped a $20 bill on the floor.
因为他是瞎眼的，他不知道。
Because he's blind, he didn't realize it.
那么后面呢，站在一个女人，他就见到捡起来，打开钱包，把20块放进去。
The lady behind him actually picked up the $20 and put it, opened up her purse and put it in there.
那全件事情呢，给 Dairy Queen 一个员工呢。看见了19岁的一个员工。
One worker, Dairy Queen, he saw the whole thing.
他就跟这个女士说，其实就是要求啊，这20块不是你的，你要还给这个瞎眼的人吗
？So he told the lady and said, "This $20 does not belong to you. You need to return it back to the blind person."
但是这个女士说，不是，这个是我的，这20块是我的，我一定不还给他。
And she told him that $20 is mine. I'm not returning to him.
其实后面所有人都知道这20块不是他了。
Actually, everyone behind her realized would know that actually that $20 does not belong to her.
那么这个19岁的他最后这样子跟这个女人说。
So the 19-year-old actually finally said this to the lady.
你不愿意还这20块，我们 Dairy Queen 就不做你生意，请你离开。
And if you are not willing to return the $20, we Dairy Queen do not want to actually take your business, you can go away.
那下面就发生一个，其实就是这个故事的最主要的地方。
And this actually what's following is the key punchline for the whole story.
这个19岁的叫周宇的人，他自己从他的钱包里面拿20块，他就给这个下子。他说：“我代表 Dairy Queen 给你，还给你20块。”
So this 19-year-old Joey, he actually took out his own wallet, took out $20 and give it to the lady. I mean the blind person. He say, "This I represent Dairy Queen and give that to you."
那他给了以后就没事了，就故事就停在这边。
So after he gave that money, the story kind of ends there.
有一天呢。这个店的店主呢就收到一封信。
And one day, the owner of the store received a letter.
他就称赞这个19岁的这个员工。
He praised the letter praised the 19-year-old worker.
他说呢，我是当时站在后面的，他也不是这个下级，也不是这个捡到钱的这个人了哈，他是站在后面见到整个事情。
And he was actually one of the other persons standing behind the blind person, the lady. He saw the whole thing.
他说呢，他只知道这个19岁的叫 Joey.
He said, "The only thing I know is that the worker's name is Joey."
他说，希望谢谢他。
I want to thank him.
那这个老板听到以后呢，就叫这个 Joey 来。
After the owner heard about it, he told the Joey to come.
他说：“哎，你为什么不告诉我啊
？”How come you didn't tell me？
他觉得没有什么事情，所以没有什么大不了，所以我就没有告诉人了。
And he thought that there is nothing really of any issue as a matter of course, therefore he didn't tell him.
所以老板呢就把这个谢谢他的信呢放在钉在这个 bulletin board， 就是这个报告栏上面。
So the owner actually posted that letter onto the bulletin board.
那么其他人客经过的时候呢，就见到了。
Another customers when they walk by, they'll see it.
那你知道现在这一代的人呢，见到东西有趣的，他最喜欢做什么
？So you know actually what do they people do when they see something interesting?
就拿一个手机拍下来放在 Facebook 上面的吗
？So they would actually take out the phone. Take a picture and post it on Facebook.
那这个很简单的一个信呢，就哇放在 Facebook 以后呢，就好像很多人都知道这个事情了。
So once it goes on Facebook, everybody knows about the story.
结果呢，就是好像这些报纸啊，这些午间的这些talk show 啊，这些人呢就打电话去问， 有关访问这个咒语的。
So all the media find out about it. They want to actually will take one and ask invite him to talk show and talk about these things.
在我们社会里面，鬼诈的教义是很普遍的。
In a society, unscrupulous transactions are very common.
捡到东西不还给人更普遍的。
It's even more common that you return, you actually find something and not return to another person.
但是你知道，当你遵守神的话，你就好像一个在黑暗里面的一个明灯一样。
But if you follow God's word, you're almost like a bright light in the dark area.
人家见到的时候，你得到人家的赞赏。
When other people see it, you receive the praise of others.
就是人家不知道的时候，你会得到神的赞赏。
Even others do not see it, you receive the reward and recognition from the God.
你知道这个新闻出来以后呢，很多人去这个 Hopkins, Main Street 这个 Dairy Queen.
So after this story came out, a lot of people come to this Hopkins Main Street Dairy Queen.
人家就会问。去这个 drive through 的时候，他问你是不是 Joey 啊
？So when they go through the drive through, they will ask, "Are you Joey?"
然后他说是啊。
Then he will say yes.
他说这20块我还给你。
$20 I want to return to you.
还有这个 Dairy Queen 的总部现在说，我们还是在研究怎么去奖励这个 Joey。
The headquarters of Dairy Queen is still trying to figure out how to recognize Joey.
所以呢，这个是当我们遵守神的话的时候，其实这个是一个很大荣耀神的一个见证。
So that when we actually follow God's word, this is a great opportunity for us to glorify God.
有关不可透道的，还有另外一类的一个经文。
About that, not stealing along with other passages.
这个就是抢夺人家的东西。
And then it's actually, this is almost like exploiting the poor and taking away from the poor.
这个特别呢是神形容呢，这人呢把穷人的东西拿走啊。
And this is how God described someone actually take away someone who is poor.
箴言22:22讲到，贫穷人你不可因他贫穷就抢夺他的物，也不可在城门口施压困苦人。
Proverbs 22:22 says, "Do not exploit the poor because they are poor, and do not crush the needy in court."
穷人什么都没有啊。
The poor does not have anything.
所以呢，他没有我们说没有议价的能力，讲价的一个能力。
So he or she is not in any position to bargain.
所以很多老板呢，他看重这些穷人的这个弱点。
So a lot of people in charge who actually see that this is something that they can exploit.
他可能呢给他一个很低的一个人工。
Perhaps he would be given very low wages.
他不给他任何的福利。
And no benefit whatsoever.
他就是你做不做？你不做，我找另外一个人了。
You say, do you want to do this? If not, I can ask someone else.
很多穷人呢，为了生存呢，他就好了，我还是做了。
And now those who are poor have no choice, but to so that they can maintain their livelihood.
或者呢，这些有钱的人呢，可能说，哎，我借钱给你啊。
And others, perhaps, for example, if they're rich, they loan the money to them.
那你拿什么什么？好像你的房子啊，做抵押。
So you need to give me your house and all that as collateral.
其实呢，他知道呢，这么高的利息，他有一天是还不了的。
So but they know that because of high interest, there's no way one day they would not be able to return.
那么有一天，他说，我们说名正言顺的把他的房子拿了。
So one day they can take away their property or house legitimately.
你知道我们的神呢很关心穷人的。
You see, our God actually cares for the poor very much.
在生命记的15章里面呢，他神这样子讲。
You see, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 15, it says the following.
其实呢，他神要求我们呢，对这些穷人呢，要松开手来照顾 这些缺乏的啊、弟兄姐妹。
You see, God asks us to be really open-handedly and freely help these people.
还有呢，在生命记二十三章十九节的时候呢，神告诉我，特别就是他讲到以色列这个国家，这些人呢，他说，你借给弟兄姊妹的这些借给自己人的以色列人，你不可以借给这些穷人，你不可以受他们利息。
It's also in Deuteronomy 23:19 is that when you actually loan them anything like a brother and sister, you cannot charge them any interest.
如果你借给他东西的时候呢，你不可以楼他的当头，就是这个抵押的物过夜的。
So if you loan them anything, you cannot take any like almost like their pillows overnight.
因为这些穷人呢，他们没有什么其他东西了。
Because the poor, they don't have anything else.
神说，如果你是这样子对待，如果你对他们不好，你就是抢夺他们的东西。
So if you are like doing this, it's almost like you actually have forcefully taken things away from them.
另外一个，这个有关抢夺别人的东西呢，也可以用在神的身上哦。
And the whole idea of kind of taking away forcefully or robbing can also apply in the God's home.
这个就是马来基书三章八到九节里面所讲。
This is what is spoken in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 8 and 9.
第八节说，人岂可夺取神的物？你们仅夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当立的十分之一和当献的供物上，因为你们通国的人都抢夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。
Will mere mortal rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how are we robbing you in tithes and offerings? You're under the curse, the whole nation, because you're robbing me.
这个是不是下面这段话是跟我们基督徒，特别就是我们教会的会员讲啊。
In these verses is about speaking to the Christians or the members in the church.
那如果你有今天的请罪单，你拿出来看看。
If you have today's church bulletin, you can take it out and read it.
那我们后面呢，有把我们奉献的这个目标跟我们现在奉献的这个有多少做一就放在上面的嘛。
A list our budget target and also our current year to date offering listed here.
我在这边侍奉五年了，我从来没有见过呢，我们的目标跟我们实际受到的奉献差距是怎么多，还有怎么久的一个分别。
I have been serving here for 5 years. I have never seen our budget and offering year to date has such a long, large gap and also has sustained such a long time.
那我已经讲了，这句话不是跟我们的朋友讲，我只是对我们当中，特别是我们教会会员，这个是我们的责任去支持神的工作。
And this is not really speaking to our friends, but rather to our members' church. This is what's being used to support God's work.
因为当我们没有这样子做的时候，圣经说你就是抢夺神的东西了。
Because we don't do this, this is almost like robbing God's.
其实呢，你会，如果你了解这些经文的时候，你会发觉为什么。比方说神的儿女有钱，他要奉献，又要帮助这些穷人呢，为什么是这样子？
So if you start to think of how come actually God's people, when you have to tithes and offerings and yet also have to help the poor.
这个是因为我们基督徒对钱的拥有权跟世界上面的人有一个很大的一个分别。
That's because our concept of how we view money for Christian is very different from other people in the world.
我这些钱是神交托给我们，我们只是一个管家。
The money is what God gave to you. You are, we are mere steward.
所以呢，当我们有钱呢，不代表呢这些钱是我们的。
So when we have the money, that does not mean the money is ours.
很多时候呢，神是希望通过我们去祝福其他的人。
And actually, God wants to through us to bless other people.
神说不可偷盗。
And God said, "Do not steal."
我不知道呢，圣灵在你的心里面今天提醒你什么。
I don't know if the Holy Spirit will remind you today.
但是我圣经有一句话告诉我们，不可消灭圣灵的感动。
But also, there's also another scripture that reminds us, do not quench the Holy Spirit.
所以如果圣灵提醒你的时候，我们就要去改变。
So if the Holy Spirit reminds you, then you need to change.
但是我们人呢，很多时候第一个反应呢，就是找一个借口。
The first reaction for man is the first thing is to find some kind of excuse.
我们为自己辩护。
We'll defend ourselves.
比方说呢，好像其实就是好像这个牛肉先生跟这个面包先生的关系就是这样子。
It's just like the relationship between the butter, the person who have the butter, and also the one with the bread.
你给我不够一磅的面包，为什么我要给你一磅的牛肉啊？
You don't give me a full £1 of bread. Why do I need to give you a full pound of butter?
所以我们很多时候就是觉得这个是公司平常摸。剥削我太多了，所以我现在拿东西公司的东西，其实是他赔偿我的。
You may argue that actually, if my company, my employer is not taking good care of me, therefore I'm actually taking some things from him, from them.
所以没有什么不公义啊。
So there's no any issue in terms of righteousness.
但是神不是希望我们是这样子。
But God does not want us to be like that.
大概在一个月前呢，在我自己身上发生一件事情。
About a month ago, this happened to me.
我在 Amazon 上面呢买了一个日本的动画。
I bought
Japanese animation.
Okay. I bought some kind of Japanese animation from Amazon.
然后呢，我就收到了哈。
So now then I received it.
然后打开来看，这个好像不像正版的，DVD 哦。
Look at it and say it doesn't quite look like the real, legitimate version of the DVD.
但是它上面还是讲到，版权所有，就是 copyright 什么什么，所以我觉得应该没问题了。
But there's still the this says copyright, so it should be okay.
然后我就开始看了。
So I started watching.
但是这个是星期五晚上了，看没有看完，然后就去睡觉了。
So this is Friday night. I didn't finish it, so I went to sleep.
第二天星期六，然后看完圣经，就打算去继续看下去了。
So on the Saturday after I finished reading Bible, I want to continue watching that.
然后呢，第一个心里面在想，这个东西会不会是盗版的？
So I was just thinking myself, could this be a legitimate copy?
你知道我第一个反应是什么？
So you know what my first reaction is?
Amazon 怎么可能卖盗版的东西呢？没有这个可能。
It's impossible for Amazon to sell this sort of illegitimate copies.
但是呢，我就觉得。哎呀，不要消灭圣灵的感动啊
！So I was thinking, I should not quench the Holy Spirit.
我还是想一想，才去决定要不要看下去啊。
So actually, let me reflect on this before I continue watching.
那么越看这个包装呢，就越觉得没有可能是正版。
So the more I look at the packaging, the more I think this is it is impossible to be the legitimate copy.
那么我觉得你看不。这些盗版的，就是偷东西一样啊。
So if you're watching the illegitimate copy, it's almost like you're stealing.
那么我心里想，那么你把它丢掉啊。
So I was thinking, then you will throw it away.
那么我就觉得，那么你浪费$40啊。
Then you wasted $40.
你现在神怎么提醒我？下一句，下一个来到我脑海当中，你知道神怎么提醒我？
You know how God reminded me, you know what the next thing that comes to mind?
他说，神，我心里面在想，你再过几个礼拜，你就要讲不可偷盗了，你怎么讲下去啊？
So I was just thinking, what that reminded me is that in a few weeks we have to, I have to preach on the do not steal. How can you continue preaching?
其实圣灵当时这是神提醒我一个事情，他要我做一个决定，就是把这个 DVD 从这个机器里面拿出来。那你拿出来，神就是要求你拿出来啊，后面怎么做再讲啊。
So the decision that I had to make is, take the DVD off from the machine. What you do afterwards, then we actually can figure out.
当我决定要拿出来的时候呢，其实我下一个行动大概就想，把它丢了哈。
So after I took it out, I was thinking maybe the next thing to do is just throw it away.
但是我就想，又要另外一个，当时就在想，其实 Amazon 是给你。refund return 的吗？就是 return 的吗？
So the next thing I was thinking is, then I can just Amazon will allow me to return it.
退客，是吗？那么我就在想，那么我把整个事情写在我的退客的，他不是有一栏给写下去，看他让不让我退了。如果他不让我退，那么就没办法了。
So I can just put that in the reason for return and see if they will let me return it.
但是我感谢神呢，他让我退我拿回$40。
So I thank the Lord that they allow me to return it. I got my $40 back.
那我告诉你，神的律法其实是好像一面镜子一样。
Let me tell you, God's law is almost like a mirror.
他只能告诉你你在什么事情上面做的不对。
It'll tell you what you're doing wrong in certain things.
律法没有能力去改变我们。
The law cannot change, does not have the power to change us.
改变我们是神。
What changes us is God.
我们的改变都是从主耶稣里面开始。
All the changes is that really start from Jesus Christ.
就是当我们知道我们犯罪以后，我们在主耶稣面前去承认，那么神就赦免我们的罪。
And that is when we realize we are sinning, then we actually ask for forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we'll be forgiven.
那么之后，我们就可以求神给我们力量去做到他的标准。
So then we would have the power to reach his standard.
那么神每一次都是很奇妙的，他会为我们开路的。
Then the Lord miraculously will open the door every single time.
让我们可以达到他的标准。
So that we can reach his standard.
我们去祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我不知道你今天在我们心里面有什么感动。
We don't know how you have touched us our heart, today.
但是如果神你提醒我们在什么事情上面我们得罪你
Lord, but if you remind us in any way that we have offended you,
让我们不要去找一个借口
let us not find an excuse,
让我们不要说全世界其他人都是这样子做，为什么我不可以这样子做？
Let us not say that everyone else in the world are doing this, why can't I do this?
让我们在神面前去承认我们的罪。
Let's allow us to come before God and actually admit our sin.
我们知道这样子，我们就可以在主耶稣里面得到赦免。
So that we can receive forgiveness in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道神你会给我们力量去达到你的标准。
Lord, we know that you can give us strength to reach your standard.
更重要的就是当我们这样子做的时候，我们会得到神的称赞。
More importantly, that as we do this, we receive recognition from God.
就好像这个十九岁的年轻人 Joey 一样。
Just like this 19-year-old young person, Joey.
他的好的行为成为我们在这个黑暗的世界里面，好像一个明灯一样。
His good deeds is almost like a bright light within the dark generation.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.